completely forgetful of Allah Ta'ala. And when you're completely forgetful about Allah Ta'ala, then you start indulging in nonsensical talks, futile talks, and unbecoming talks you're making. Then that's the time this calamity is before the person. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانَ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever becomes ghafil, forgetful of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he appoints for that person a shaitan. Then the shaitan is his constant companion. Wherever you go, he's with you. He influences you. Your statements, your talk, your ideas, everything is now influenced by shaitan. You are under the spell, that person now under the spell of shaitan now. You can't take things straight because you now saying and acting and reacting according to the inspirations of shaitan. Person, when a person is ghafil of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, and then these kind of issues, things, and many calamities before a person to a person. It's always that thing. Be alert, and you can be alert with it. The zikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna shaitana jathimun ala qalbi ibn Adam." And verily, shaitan, he sits glued on the heart of Adam. Shaitan, he sits glued firmly on the heart of Adam. Ila dhakar Allah khanasa. But when he makes dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, then he flees by leaps and bounds, he runs away. He can't tolerate the person making dhikr. Wada ghafala waswasa. But when the person becomes ghafil, oblivious, careless, then he comes back and now he casts waswasa in the mind, in the thing. And if I say the Quran says, for you the qasid, the Quran will dhikr. Destruction for those people. Well means destruction, and also means it's the name of a department in Jahannam. Well for those people whose hearts have become hardened as a result of abstaining from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So when abstention, for example, zikrullah, then the heart becomes hard, rusted, corroded. Necessary to always constantly. And I say the zikr here, generally in the Quran and Hadith, when the zikr is mentioned, it refers to permanent zikr, told them. The other refers necessarily to specified forms of zikr. You sit alone and make zikr for a few minutes. That's also necessary, but the zikr generally means from the morning to the night. Whatever you do, your work also, your walking, sitting, always dhikr of Allah Ta'ala must be there with the person. So that they can, by the constant verbal zikr, then the heart now will become alert. The zikr will become embedded in the heart as well. And then you will think straight correctly. You will think correctly. Once the zikr is embedded in the heart, then even if you're angered also, you won't lose yourself, because the fear of Allah Ta'ala will be there. You will try to fathom yourself now. If I vent my anger now, will it be right? Will it be wrong? Am I angered merely because he insulted me, or because I have a disliking for him for some issue of the past? Now I'm using the deen now to vent my anger on this person. Is it right? Is it wrong? Etc. I said, all kinds of things you think that. You reflect before you now, you react now to any emotion, any nafsani development in you, you will now react properly if you are in the habit of always making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, without dhikr, the people, they are your heart, rust, the Prophet Rasul said, inna hadil kulub, yes, daru. Kama inna al kulub tazdaru, kama yasdaru hadid idha asaba al ma'. That these hearts, they rust, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just like steel rust when exposed to moisture. Rust. Kun sahabas, ya Rasulullah ma jilawa. Harris. Well, what is the polish for this? Okay, we know the polish was steel, the rust, how we must remove rust. How do we remove the rust of the heart? So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kathratu tilawat dhikru al-maut. Tilawat of the Quran in abundance and remembrance of maut. Tilawat of the Quran and remembrance of maut. That's the way that we remove the rust. Otherwise, the heart gets corroded. And when it is coming, it becomes desolate, like a graveyard. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا تجعلوا قلوب لا تجعلوا قلوبكم مقابرا. Don't convert your hearts into graveyards. Don't convert your hearts into graveyards. Is when the heart is without thicker than it's desolate. And Shaitan, now in that desolate graveyard is desolate, the graveyard of the heart, Shaitan, he lives there. Jinn, they like jinn, generally, jinn, you know, they like desolate places. There is some places that they are haunted. Desolate places, islands, and even in a haunted house is not inhabited. Jinn, they like such places. So he also, in the heart, they think, becomes desolate, then Shaitan is there. And then you will be thicker than Shaitan. Fear and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna Shaitana yanfirru, la tajalu buyutakum muqabira. Don't convert your hearts into graveyards. Inna Shaitana yanfirru, Inna Shaitana yanfirru min al qalbi. Shaitan flees from that person, from that heart. The person who recites Surah Baqarah. It's not actually restricted only to Surah Baqarah, but maybe at that time Surah Baqarah was revealed. But generally reciting the Quran, that thing, Shaitan, he flees now from my person. One thing that is always a thing, keep the heart alive, that thing with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And especially when you go on journeys, go out of the house also, that you always in a vehicle also, make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that thing, and come back, thank Allah Ta'ala, that thing, express gratitude for keeping one, you know, under protection and bring you back safely, that thing. Oh, this man, this time, so many. Allah Ta'ala, that is, he knows best that thing. Best that thing is. We are all helpers, nothing insane can do. Just when I hope to Allah Ta'ala, I take tawakkul and trust. And when something happens now, untoward, beyond our power, then you have to be sabr. You have to be sabr, because tests and trials, it's part and parcel of life. And the pious people, the Anbiya also, everyone had to face tests and trials. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will most surely test you. How? What? Fear. A reduction in your wealth, reduction in your farm and produce, and with death, sicknesses, etc. We will test you. Over Shiri Sabrin and give great tidings to those who have sabr. And what are they? Allah Ta'ala, Alladhina idha asabatum musibatum, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Those who, when a calamity befalls them, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah and we are returning to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever happens, this comes from Allah Ta'ala. We are going back to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala knows best what is good for us, but you know why these calamities before us. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ulaika, they are the people of Hidayat. Those people who make sabr are the people of Hidayat, and Allah Ta'ala says, Rahmat is on them. So the thing, when calamity now happens, the thing, misfortune befalls us, then we must now react with sabr. Okay, effort, sabr, patient that complaint doesn't help in any way. You're not going to solve the problem. The calamity is not going to be warded off because of impatience and frustration and postponement. Nothing will help. And on the contrary, you deprive yourself of the sawab and of the pleasure by being the thing, losing yourself, panicking and displaying complaint. On the other hand, if you are patient, accept your faith, accept Allah Ta'ala's decree, then there's a lot of sawab in it, goodness in it, and in all probability that the calamity will be removed, and other calamities will be warded off as the result of your attitude of sawab.